Prayers for Mother's Day, a prayer to help me see my children for who they really are. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your goodness and your kindness. Thank you that you help us with our children. Lord, all of our children that we need help with, and especially with our strong-willed children that are sometimes really hard for us. And Lord, we just pray that you would help us today and teach us something we would remember for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8a, love never fails. About 25 years ago, I was a mom of two littles. I desperately wanted to be a good mom and raise my children up in a joyful home filled with love, but I had no idea how to do it, and I had a particularly strong-willed child. I often left playgroups and events feeling sad and alone because my child would get into trouble when we were with other kids. This led to a season of mommy shame because I felt embarrassed because she wouldn't listen and do what I asked. So I stopped getting together in groups for a while, pulled in, prayed, and asked God what to do. I remember going into my daughter's room at night while she slept, kneeling beside her bed, and crying out to the Lord. "What do I do, Lord? I need your help so much," was the cry of my heart during this season. God is so good because he answered me so simply and said, "Spend time with me, Deb." And so I did. I arose about 15 to 30 minutes earlier to pray and read my Bible and continued asking God for help. God led me to scriptures to pray, such as Ephesians 4:2, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." And 1 Peter 4, verse 8, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins." He also led me to Christian authors who talked about how important it is to reach your child's heart with love. I learned how important it was to remember that our children are not little adults. They are just children. I really struggled with this one because my daughter was super smart, so I felt like she was older than she really was. In reality, she was only a sweet 4-year-old, but it was so easy to forget and expect too much from her at such a young age. The other lesson I learned was that my dear sweet daughter needed my love and understanding deeply because she was her own worst enemy. When she got into trouble, she acted out more because she hated being in trouble. She really wanted to be good. This lesson led me to pray for God to show me her heart and to expect the best intentions from her, instead of thinking she would always be hard and disobedient. I started asking her things like, "Are you okay?" when she would act up, and I held her and pressed in gently instead of pulling away. It was amazing how God showed me the power of seeing her heart with his eyes and having compassion on her. My dearest daughter responded to my kind words and caring heart. It actually changed her. And over time, she grew out of this difficult stage. She still had trouble occasionally, but she reacted differently because she knew I loved her unconditionally. My precious girl is a Jesus-loving, kind, and compassionate wife and mother, and a successful business owner. Her strong will has served her well because she needed it to keep up with God's plan for her life. I couldn't be prouder of my Christie. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, help me to remember that my children are not little adults. They are children and need my patience, Christ-centered love, and understanding. Sweet mom, God will help you with your precious little and big ones when you ask. I am praying for you today. With much love, Deb and the Help Club for Moms team. And I just wanted to share a couple of little things. One, it was really sweet because I get to help with my grandbabies on Wednesdays, and I picked up my sweet granddaughter, she's 4, at this church that she was at for vacation Bible school, and there were lots of kids around. And when I picked her up, she was beside herself, not herself, and just honestly just acting really out of sorts. I mean, there were so many children around. It was a really big church. But she had honestly lost it. I looked at her and I was like, what has happened to my sweet little granddaughter? And we got in the elevator and she hit her little sister. And I finally got her out of the elevator, and I kneeled down after she got out of the elevator, and I looked at her and I said, "Are you okay?" And she leaned on me and just said, "No, I'm not okay, Gigi." And it had me remember, it took me back to those days when my daughter Christy, her mother, was 4 years old. And whenever I would ask my daughter things like, "Are you okay? Do you need help?" And tell her things like, "You're such a wonderful, sweet girl. I love you so much." And when she would make mistakes, I would tell her things like, "I know you didn't mean to do that. You are such a sweet sister. I know you didn't want to hit your brother." It really helped her through that season. And I'd like to say it was a one-time deal, but it was all throughout her life, honestly, raising her. I had to keep being gentle and reminding her. And sometimes I was firm, of course, because I was her mother. But more often, she just needed me to see her heart and see that she needed love and compassion. And when she felt seen, and whenever I helped her to empty her cup, because her cup was so full with anxiety or just being so busy and around so many people and so many kids and so excited and acting up. But whenever I would stop her and just ask her, "How are you doing? You know, are you okay? Do you need help? You know, let's take a break for a minute." And I would hug her. She would always calm down. So it wasn't a one-time fix. It was honestly a journey all through her life. And it continued on when she was in fifth grade and going through a hard season. And then God led me to start laying in her bed at night with her and talking to her about her day and asking her how she was doing and just enjoying her. Honestly, our children really need us to enjoy them. And God led me to really enjoy my precious daughter. And I enjoy her so much today. She's my very best girlfriend. We are best girlfriends. I'm just so thankful for her. And I just couldn't be more blessed to have her as my daughter. But she was strong-willed and she was hard, but God helped me. And He will help you too, Mama. You have got the God of the universe on your side and He will help you. We are praying for you here at Help Club for Moms. We are cheering you on. Jesus is cheering you on. Jesus is with you. Take some time this week and ask Him to show you your child's heart, to give you wisdom and help to know what to do, and He will help you. You're doing a great job. Tune into the voice of God saying, "I'm so proud of you. You're doing such a great job." Don't listen to the voice of the enemy telling you you're a bad mom. Tune into the voice, the good voice of God, saying, "You're doing a great job. Keep going. Keep praying. Keep reading my word. Keep praying scripture. Keep loving that child. Don't give up. Keep expecting the best of that child, and He will do it." Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for my dear one listening today. I'm just so honored to be part of her life. Lord, you have her. You have her child. You have her future. You will help her. She is not alone. There is always hope with Jesus, and you are going to tell her what to do. So bless her more than she can ask or imagine. Bless her relationships with her husband if she's married and with her children. Help her to see their hearts, to love them like Jesus, to be kind and compassionate. And I just pray that she will just continually seek you and to know that she has you as her very best friend. And she has us at Help Club as her cheerleaders. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves you so much. He will always help you.